Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal On Air. We are on Saturdays because whenever Mr. Noel Rosen, our reporter for Breaking News Journal in Arizona, says he's got a breaking news story, then it is our job to make sure that we get the information out and get the information on the air so that you can hear what's happening. This week in Arizona, the president's motorcade went through Arizona, Phoenix, the Phoenix area, and there obviously was some protesters that were against and some for the president, and we understand that there was a statement that has been all over the news, all over the country, that has to do with the president and a racial slur that was supposedly said, calling the president Baba Black Sheep as his motorcade went by. So we have Noel on the line. He's in transit right now, but he's still on the air, and he's going to share with us what happened, and we are going to open up the phone lines to people who want to call in and talk about this. But first, we're going to let Noel tell us everything that happened. Noel, are you there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you, Ruth. It's great to be here. It was quite a stir on Tuesday as Obama made his presidential visit to Arizona. Even though I mean, Mr. Obama, he's living like a king right now. But he was on his way after he left the airport, had gone to a local company here called Erickson Construction and then from there he went to speak about housing at Desert Vista High School. And believe me, the conservatives gave him quite a greeting party. The media story has been that the Arizona Republic published a story about the demonstration and about his visit with a few inaccuracies that need to be kind of explained. It was said in the story that some people were singing Bye, Black Sheep. And, of course, there were some people that were actually making sheep noises to the Obama supporters across the street. Obama's motorcade had not even made it to that school. There was some volleys back and forth between the conservative protesters that were there. There were a few different groups that were represented. I believe there was one called Overpasses for Obama's Impeachment was one of them. There were some members of the Greater Phoenix Tea Party Patriots were there. There were some people that were just there as individuals representing themselves that were fed up with the Obama administration. But basically, supposedly there was some people that were singing Bye, Black Sheep, which really I never heard. I never heard that. I never even heard anything that was Ba-Ba Black Sheep, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was there on, within probably to hear, a lot of that stuff. I was probably within earshot from hearing a lot of that stuff. But I never heard that. What I did hear was people, going Ba to, and calling the Obama supporters sheep. That part I heard. And which, really is not racial at all. And as it turns out, doing a little bit more digging, there was supposedly someone that said, yeah, I was singing Ba-Ba Black Sheep, but it had nothing to do with Obama's color, the color of his skin or anything. It was in reference to, at least this is what this person said, in reference to the old TV show Black Sheep Squadron. Mm-hmm. So,
did Black Sheep Squadron have a saying in it calling anything blah blah Black Sheep?
I think it was the opening of the song. I think they went blah blah, but I don't think they said anything regarding race in that show. I mean, this is an old TV show. Race was really never a thing.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna have to look up the show. What was it called again?
Black Sheep Squadron.
Black Sheep Squadron. The reason why I'm saying that is because, the term black sheep has always had a negative connotation. And I'm not necessarily talking about race. I'm talking about being the segregated one in the family, or being the different person in the school, or being the different person somewhere else. So it has a negative background as anyway. Now, Breaking News Journal, we're here to be not to be on one side or the other. We want to share the truth. And if whether it's a Tea Party person, if they do something wrong, or if any of these conservative groups do something wrong, we want to say it and get it out. If any liberal group gets something wrong and they say it and wrong, we want to be able to combat it. That's what Breaking News Journal is for. And that's why I'm glad you were out there, Noel, to be able to put the balance and the truth there, because I understand that it was the Huffington Post they had a big title, and it seems this kind of thing stirs up racism where racism is not warranted. Now, if I would have been next to somebody making a statement like that, I would have said something to them. Look, you may not mean it that way, but that's the way it comes across, and you need to get a grip on it, because somebody else is going to perceive it that way. And see, that's what's happening now, is that no matter what's going on, it is perceived out there in that world, the world that we live in now, that anything that you say against the president is racist. And let me tell you people something. The president, if he's doing something wrong, destroying our country or whatever the case may be, it has nothing to do with race when we are dealing with our country, our children that are being homosexualized with this Common Core standard that's going to come out. And not only that, but the economy, businesses like Noel's. What's your business? Tell everybody what your business is.
Well, I do computer repair. And troubleshooting. I've got a company called Panther Tech, as you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a local business owner here in Phoenix. And his policies are crushing small businesses. And that's one of the reasons why I was out there, mm-hmm. was to say to the world, this is what this man is doing to our country economically. He's destroyed small businesses. Our taxes have gone up. Our equipment costs have gone up. Our gas has gone up. And, of course, Obama doesn't seem to really care. He's too busy spending our money to care, money that we don't even have. But here's the other part of the equation. I know that the Huffington Post, I don't like the Huffington Post, and there's various reasons why, but if we needed electronic toilet paper for our bathrooms, using the Huffington Post is a perfect thing to wipe your backside with.
Well, you know that Andrew Breitbart is one of the founders of Huffington Post. He worked with Arianna Huffington to start the Huffington Post. Did you know that?
No, but I know it now. I mean, but one of the other things that got published that I never saw, and I went through mounds of photos that people took and some video footage that gave a very good vantage point to the conservative protesters. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of impeach Obama signs.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw the sign that they specifically said that supposedly the Republic got a picture of a sign that said impeach the half-white Muslim or whatever that they said that was in the story.
Oh, my God. And you know that if there was a picture like that or a sign like that, it would have been all over the newspapers. And in the Republic starting any kind of mess like that, this is the kind of thing. Newspapers like that shouldn't even be operating if they're lying about things like this. This is what causes confusion. This is what's causing division in our country. We are the most racially divided country that we've been in over maybe almost 50 or 60 years now. because of what's going on here now.
You can't even use certain words that are innocent words because the liberals have said, well, you can't say that, but when the liberals say it, it's A-OK. So we have this one-sided pandering. We've got some one-sided we've got this race baiting going on, and it's the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the people that I met out there at this rally, because you know you saw my picture, Ruth. I was there with the Gadsden flag.
Yes, I did. Yes.
And I must have had the only sign that nobody could say was anything racial. Now, the only reason it's great to have that sign, you know, it's great to have that flag out there because you know that the PETA people frown on you waving a real coiled snake. So, you got to keep it, low key. And that's a joke, people, if there's any people that are for animal rights, joke. It's meant to be humorous. But the reality is that the Republic also reported that the Obama supporters outnumbered the people that were against Obama, and that was not true either.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some real embellishing in some of the story there, and if I was the overpass people, because I met the person that kind of organizes stuff and is mm-hmm. kind of the head of the the Arizona chapter of the overpasses for Obama's impeachment. It's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to learn it without making its members upset. It's a mouthful for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they put together a very well-organized event.
Okay, well, they may be on the line now. We do have someone that's waiting on the line, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I do want, for the record, for people to know that a lot of people that voted for President Obama are now having buyer's remorse. They don't want to say it. They don't want to really deal with the fact that they are now starting to see that he and all of his minions are destroying our country. Everyone that is involved with the president, most of them come out of Chicago, and we all know about Chicago crimes and the Chicago mob and all these other kind of things. Well, this is the mentality that's running our country. Everybody you can think, Valerie Jarrett out of Chicago, Arnie Duncan out of Chicago, Kevin Jennings out of Chicago, Hillary Clinton out of Chicago. There are a lot of things going on with our country, and every one of them, whether we call it, whether it's an attack on the small business, whether it's an attack on the family, and it's really an attack on the family. We call it the common core of everything, of business, of everything else, because the same strategy is used, whether it's in our education system, in our businesses, in our media, everything. It's all over the place. And we, the only thing we're going to be able to do is stop it. Now, if there's an impeachment information, I would ask that people send it to or post it on Breaking News Journal on air, Breaking News Journal on Facebook, if they have it or whatever, because there's a lot of things going on that people don't know anything about. Get that information to us. Get it to Noel. He'll make sure that it's on the Breaking News Journal Facebook site. We are here. And Twitter, yes. The BNJ Global for those who are all over the world, because Noel set all of those things up for us, and so we want to thank him for doing that. But this is a site for you guys. We're independent thinkers, everybody. So we're not all rah-rah against Obama, but the policies that he has and the things that he's doing is really making people think twice about who he is and what he stands for, and whether that people don't believe that he's a Christian. He says he's a Christian. I don't believe he's a Christian personally, and I would
he was a Muslim.
These are the things that are being ushered in too. Sharia law. There's a school that's receiving taxpayer money that's called the Gulen schools, and these guys are a part of a Muslim sect that is going to introduce Sharia law in our schools, and they are making kids do things in Muslim speak Muslim names and all kinds of stuff like that is going on. But that, I didn't want to get you off track. I really wanted to talk
I mean, look at what's happened in Detroit, though. I mean, that city has been decimated by a lot of the liberal left. And, of course, their volume has dropped. But this started, I think it was starting long before Obama came on as our infamous anointed one.
This trend started a little while back.
You were talking about Chicago. What else has Chicago gotten? A lot of gun control laws there that they said
cannot defend themselves, right? They can't defend themselves at all, right? The innocent people, because the thugs are going to always find guns. They're going to they'll go around any law that there is because their hearts are not right. But what's happening in Chicago with the fact that they fired over 1,000 teachers just 2 weeks ago, and then they're closing 49 schools. Why, people? To usher in a workforce education for the central cities, like the Margaret Sanger, the new Margaret Sanger Negro Project, people. There is a lot going on here, and Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates are involved. You know, ExxonMobil is involved. There's so many different companies that are involved in totally trying to destroy your children. And whether you live in the inner city or not, they are coming to your door and to your school. So there's got a lot going on here, and you guys, if you wanted to, there's just a lot going on that people don't know anything about. So impeaching Obama, that's okay to get out there and talk about impeaching Obama if that's what they want to do. But these kids, in September, in 3 weeks, when they start enrolling in school, they are going to lose, parents are going to lose all control. So we need to be looking at everything that has to be done in there. If there's a petition, hey, put it out there so we can all get people to sign it.
Well, I know before you get
through. And we do have a call.
Go ahead. Before you get to this caller. Okay, go ahead.
Do you want it?
Let's take the call. Let the Patriots. I've got some other news to report, but let the Patriots
Ahead and open it up, because I don't want to take your thought away. So go ahead and do that, and before we open it up, because once we open it up, we may not be able to shut
it down.
Okay,
so you want me to give the news before we open it up? Okay.
Yes.
One of the big news stories that has actually passed in. You are familiar with the Yarnell fire, the recent fire that decimated the town of Yarnell. Mm-hmm. Well, now what has happened is the federal government has now, Governor Brewer asked for federal disaster aid. It is now being refused by the federal government and the Obama administration. And there are people that lost their homes. An entire town was wiped out by this fire.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so now we've got a political pandering going on between, the Obama administration, the federal government saying, we're not going to give the town of Yarnell any kind of aid. And Brewer's upset by that. But in all retrospect, also, there's another flip side to this thing, is the fact that, Governor Brewer accepted federal money for the access program here. So, I don't think there's niceness on either side.
Mm-hmm. I see what
but
you're
I
saying.
Think
we have to be aware of them all. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, there are people that have their homes, their entire livelihood wiped out, because some of the people in Yarnell, they're business owners. They've lost their businesses.
Wow.
They've lost their jobs. They have nothing to go back to. And
if
the federal government is saying,
support?
No, they're not going to be. They raised money for the 19 firefighters that were killed. But the problem is all this money was being poured in to help the firefighters. But what about the entire town? They were left to fend for themselves.
Is there anything that we can do to start putting out some information to try to get funds, to raise funds for the business owners, the families, or anything like that there? Is there anything that we can do?
That's a good question. I don't think there – well, one of the radio hosts, Mike Broomhead from KFYI, has actually started a petition on the White House's website. You know the portion of the White House website that allow people to do petitions and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to get 100,000 signatures so that Obama has to come back and look at this thing and reevaluate his not giving these people aid.
Mm-hmm,
but as
mm-hmm.
far as specific fundraisers, I mean, there were a ton of fundraisers. So millions of dollars was pouring in, but it was all being, you know, the 100 Club had to get their stuff and you know, all of this other stuff. And really what boils down to is an entire town was wiped out, and the firefighters' families that, you know, the surviving members of these, you know, family of these firefighters, they get money, but the rest of the town doesn't get anything. And that's where that's another crime. That's a whole other show. That's
okay, let me ask. Okay,
journal.
So all right. So let me ask you this.
I think what
question.
We need to do is let the patriots that were at this protest, that are out there wanting to do, you know, to speak out against Obama, let's let it open up and let them have their say.
I agree. I agree with you. And I was going to ask you, too, before I'm going to open up right now, the lines. But let me just say this, is that the radio host that you're talking with that's going to do this petition against the government, that's one thing. Why don't you tell him to contact me? Because I think maybe we should do some kind of a 24-hour marathon or something like that on the radio to be able to get people the support and understand what has happened. See, this is something that the news is not talking about. And this is something that needs to be on the forefront of the pages and on the news cycles that are talking about. We know that that's not going to happen, and that's why we're here, people. We've got to do
something
about
it. Well, that's how it got reported,
Bruce,
is that the news media reported it.
Pardon me?
So the news media was the one that reported it. I mean, we did get the news reports, but if you're talking about what Mike Broomhead did, he actually proposed that yesterday on KFYI.
Okay, good.
So, and, of course, yeah, I wish I could get that kind of support with some of the stuff that I want to do, but
you
know.
Will. That's the whole thing. Is that, you know, people are starting to learn who you
government
are.
Government aid for cats is not in the cards.
Oh, what? No, don't say that. Don't say that, because it is. We, you know, we love cats. So anyway, but hold on just a second. We have a caller on the line now. Hello, caller. You last four digits 3242. Are
well,
you there?
Good. Yes, this is Dawn Fallon.
Hi,
Dawn.
Hi, Noel. Hi, Ruth. I'm glad you asked me to join this show. I am the Arizona leader for overpasses to impeach Obama.
Okay.
We focus on the issues at hand.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, have major difficulty with things like Fast and Furious, mm-hmm. our national debt doubled, the fact that he's trying to turn this country into a socialist country, Benghazi, what the IRS is doing in singling people out, the shredding of our Constitution, the illegal executive orders, and sending money to terrorists. Those
mm-hmm.
are a few.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is nothing, nothing about the color of his skin.
Mm-hmm.
We are nationwide. We are protesting on different days across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we are literally growing by leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have only been doing this for a month.
Mm-hmm.
We started out when I took the administration of it for Arizona
mm-hmm.
with 53 patriots that joined.
Okay.
We are now over 1,100 just in Arizona.
Wow.
And as word gets out, we constantly gain more people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just a statement on how many people in this country are unhappy with the way things are. And I agree with Noel. This isn't something that happened just when Obama took office, but he has exacerbated it by tenfold.
And well, it's even worse than that. This stuff started way back, actually, with President Wilson, and then with the issues that happened with even President Reagan. All the presidents, almost all the presidents from Reagan, I take that back, from Carter on up, have in some way been a part of ushering in what we are receiving now. And it hurts and breaks my heart that some of the people that are involved in some of these things that are destroying our country, I cannot believe would be involved in this, because I love Jeb Bush, and I found out he's involved in some of the things that's happening with our country. Mike Huckabee is involved in what's happening in our country. And I was the first 2008 presidential candidate of the elections before Obama, Hillary, or McCain. And I've seen some awful stuff going on, and that's why I am an independent thinker. That's why we started Breaking News Journal, because no side, Fox News or any of the rest of them, are giving all the information out that has to be out, that's taking care, that's destroying our country. There is a lot going on, and I have a list of people that are involved in things that you would never think they would be involved in, you know. And this is getting bad, and it's really we're just seconds away, I would say, from actually going to a socialist country. We're not going to make it to the next election. I can tell you that now.
No, the communism is more the. Let's go for the glass ceiling there, and say, you know, communism, okay? Because I'm starting to see, when I start to hear stories like these hit pieces that were against, you know, the conservative protesters that were out there on Tuesday. And it wasn't just overpass. I mean, when you really look at it, there were a mishmash of a lot of conservatives there. Mm-hmm. And this story...
Excuse me for one minute. Overpasses are not necessarily made up of right-wingers. Mm-hmm. I beg to differ.
No, you got to let me finish there, Dawn.
Okay.
There were a mishmash. I mean, if you caught it earlier, there was a mishmash of people that were out there protesting for, you know, against Obama for their various reasons. They may not have been, you know, hard right wingers. They may not have been, but they obviously were angry. Now, the thing that you and I talked about, Ruth, and I know Glenn Beck has talked about it, is the stuff that was, you know, when you have stuff in a story where there's a supposed sign, mm-hmm. that somebody says is like impeach the half-white Muslim, mm-hmm. that nobody else saw, I'm thinking that we've got plants. Mm-hmm. Remember you were talking about plants
at one time? Yes, I asked you about plants, yes.
And I think that that's what's happening. They're infiltrating these protests to make the conservatives look like a bunch of, you know, racist, gun-toting hicks, which is not mm-hmm. true.
Yeah, because I'm gun-toting, and you want to call me a hick, or they want to call me racist or whatever, I dare them to call me racist. I dare them to open up their mouth and call me any kind of name out, because I'm going to throw it right back at them. They don't want to cross me.
And I hope that I didn't piss off. I didn't make the hick, you know, the people that say, well, you're calling me a hick. I hope I didn't make them mad, because, you know, obviously
that's
not
my intent.
Well, I'm
a hick, too.
I'll be a hick for today.
I must say here, I am a native Chicagoan.
Okay.
And I will tell you that the Chicago I grew up in the places that I lived, were incredibly diverse in
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up that way. My
mm-hmm.
children grew up that way.
Mm-hmm.
We are free thinkers. My
mm-hmm.
grandchildren are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not, we are focusing solely on the issues and what is happening.
Amen.
But I got to tell you something. This overpass movement, Ruth, not just from what I experienced, because I would think Dawn would probably agree with me on this. I only got a taste of what overpass is you know, what this group is trying to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're trying to wake people up. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and of course, I'm starting to see the movement. It is the movement of Overpass and a lot of these other groups are really, it's getting out there. I mean, it's mm-hmm. growing. And I don't know how long the media can wait before they finally say, you know what, this group exists and this might be worth something.
Well, she can give the information about Overpass right now. Go ahead, Don.
Overpass was established by a beautiful patriot named James Neighbors. He did not participate in the first Overpass protest in California.
Mm-hmm.
They say it closed the 5 freeway, but mm-hmm. I've lived in California and the 5 freeway always seems to be closed. But he saw that, and he thought that he would take this nationwide, and he did, and I applaud him. Mm-hmm. I do. So we have leaders in every state in the country. Mm-hmm. We have people showing up. So if you start at 7:30 in the morning in New York, you're going to get to 9:30 in the morning in California, where they are just starting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, Darlene, since you came from, okay, I want you to give the website before I get off into something else. Please give your website information on how people can contact you guys.
You bet. You simply on Facebook or any, you know, Google or any website and say Overpasses to Impeach Obama.
Okay.
You will get the references for Facebook. You will get the references for the website. And it will, if you click on it, take you to your state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Overpasses for Obama. I see that. Overpasses for Obama's impeachment. See that. A Patriot Wave. I see that information there. So it is on Facebook, people, it is there. Let me just ask you what you know about Common Core, Darlene, and what it's doing to destroy our children, and whether you have parents and stuff that want information about that so that they can. If you guys are going out surrounding different places and going on the overpasses and stuff, maybe you guys want to get around those schools and help call for an impeachment as well because of what they're getting ready to do to the children. Because that would be, you know, we're working on people that are getting opt out forms to the parents so that their kids won't be, let me say it, homosexualized with all of this stuff that's going on with the Department of Education and Arne Duncan and all of his minions. But I think that would be something that you guys might consider working with, too, and I can get some information over to you guys on that.
That would be perfect. I mean, we are focused. We're looking at this from
mm-hmm.
taking the top down.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start somewhere.
Well, you do, and racism, this is the thing, is that this administration has made more people racist than I have ever seen. There are more people that have been divided, families that have been divided, marriages that are being destroyed, and everything else as a result of the racism that's going on in this country as a result of what this administration and all the people that are in it are doing. While he's appearing to be a good cop, he's got all of his minions underneath that are doing really awful, despicable things in this country and blaming it on conservatives or Tea Party people. I know so many people that have never been to a Tea Party nothing before, and they will make statements against the Tea Party movement, and I'm not a Tea Partier. I'm more of a 9/12 Glenn Beck 9/12 type of person. I'm a person that gets in your face. I'm a person that prays on my knees. you know, and those are the kind of, and I'm the person that counsels people. So, and but other than that, you know, I like the truth to be out. I don't care who is wrong. If my children are wrong, they're going to hear from me. I don't care who they are.
I agree, absolutely. And even though the kids in my family, and this is a personal mm-hmm. reference, mm-hmm. are growing up in those schools, they are free thinkers
mm-hmm.
because we have a strong family unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. is so important.
It is. It is.
So important.
Absolutely, it is. Okay, well, is there anything else that we want to talk about as far as the as far as what's happening with the incident in Arizona? Is there anything that you'd like people to know about this, Darlene, that they didn't know before?
Dawn.
Yeah, I'm Dawn.
Did I say Darlene? I'm sorry, Dawn.
Well,
and I can't possibly play Darlene in this play.
Oh, no, you can't. No. We won't have that.
I just want to make a comment on the Yarnell fire. It, you know, Governor Brewer and President Obama do have a history. And mm-hmm. I do believe because she asked him personally when he got off the plane here, he didn't care for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, these people are suffering. Yes, mm-hmm. I mean, we had a grocery store here that when you checked out, you could donate money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it enough money? Did they get enough money? Absolutely not. It is an entire town.
That's because a lot of people didn't get out there and do a lot for them. Now, you know, people like to be patriotic and stuff like that, and it's wonderful that we're helping the firemen and firefighters and stuff like that, but the people need help. So if you can get that information, Noel, or of somebody that's doing something, or you can have the guy from the radio station contact me, we can do whatever we can to help the people. That's people, we only have ourselves. In my opinion, the legislation that we have is not doing a thing, and I am 58 years old. I don't plan to spend another minute on legislation, but I will do anything and sign a petition if I need to about something that I believe in and supporting the community. We've got to support each other because there's nobody else going to do it.
Well, you know, there's also another thing that's going on right now. You know, I was hoping that Dawn would actually get into this because I think that it's important to know. I got invited to her Patriot Wave. There's a Patriot okay. Wave that's going on across here locally, and I got invited out to the one for the North Valley, which is not that far away from here. But there's also another protest that apparently is going to be happening against the media itself. That there are a bunch of people that are now fed up with the one-sided reporting about that it's always one-sided and it's always on the one side and on the liberal side. It's never, you're not getting a lot from the conservative side. So they're obviously putting together a protest to protest the local liberal media like the Republic. You know, I think that this is just the beginning, Ruth.
Don, what do you have to say about that? And we only have a few seconds left, so go ahead and say what you want to say, and then we'll be signing off.
I will say that we have a lot of these types of groups in Arizona. We are basically all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
We are tied with the media people. We are tied with the many groups in Arizona.
So are you going to be a part of the protest?
The protests are going on the same way. I will be doing the overpass protest, and there's other people who will be doing the media protest. Had they happened on different days, we might honor each other's groups.
I got it. I got it. That's understandable, and that's exactly the way to do it, you know, because everybody has a schedule, so that's understandable. Listen, everyone, I want to thank you, and Noel, thank you so much for such an accurate and thorough report on what's happening in Arizona, and thank you, Don, for joining us from Overpass to impeach Obama. Thank you so much, everybody. Let's talk later. And this next week is going to be Hollywood Week for those who want to listen on the Breaking News Journal on air. Producers, writers from Hollywood and Hollywood Prayer Network. Be blessed, everybody.
Thanks, Rudy.
You're welcome.
Come shine. I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again, 'cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.